Haitian immigrants in Philadelphia and other American cities are protesting the deportation of hundreds of Haitians from the Dominican Republic. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez-Lunas reports the Dominican Republic says it's kicking out those who can't prove they're in the country legally.
The deportation sent shockwaves through the 11,000 or so Haitian immigrants who live in Philadelphia. Haitian American community activist Numa St. Louis led this recent protest along with Caribbean and African American organizers to bring attention to the issue.
The constitutional law that was passed 2 years ago by the Dominican higher court revoked people's citizenship dating back to 1929. So you have people that were well into the 80s, even 90s now, that would be subject to deportation. These people have no roots, don't have no ties, don't speak the language, and are currently subject to deportation based on that law.
As of June of this year, the Dominican Republic had deported more than 14,000 undocumented Haitians. It seems a straightforward enough legal action, but nothing is ever that simple when it comes to immigration. This is especially true among two nations that share an island in the Caribbean, as well as a history of violence and exploitation. This latest development started 2 years ago with a new law, says Fernando Chang Mui, who teaches immigration and refugee law at the University of Pennsylvania.
And the law says that individuals born in the Dominican Republic but who are of Haitian heritage will not be considered Dominicans. And some observers have said that this violates the principle of what we call birthright citizens. It creates a whole class of people who now have no state to call their own. And thirdly, it's racial profiling.
If Haiti refuses to accept these deportees as citizens and they cannot return to the DR, they become refugees in orbit. That's legalese for people who bounce from one country to another.
Then that might cause you to want to come to the United States.
In Dominican history, 1929 marks the start of the brutal dictatorship of Rafael Leonidas Trujillo. Trujillo, who was assassinated in 1961, is known for ordering the killing of between 20 and 30,000 Haitian workers in what's called the Parsley Massacre. Trujillo wanted to Dominicanize the border by eliminating darker-skinned people usually identified with Haitians. The tensions in the DR sparked much conversation at a weekly soccer game in Wincott. Numa St. Louis and a group of friends from different countries look forward to the games. Dominican-born accountant Ramiro Rosario says his father and uncle were victims of Trujillo's political, not racial, persecution. If you were dark-skinned, it didn't matter where you came from. After they kill you, they ask you, are you Haitian or Dominican? But it was too late. You were dead. Nevertheless, Rosario argues that the recent legislation is a way for the Dominican Republic to bring some economic relief to the country. He says, like other countries, there's an attempt to fix the immigration issue because the country is poor and cannot afford the health and education costs of her Haitian brothers. Numa St. Louis says the problem is uprooting people who never lived in Haiti.
I completely understand the rule of law and that the DR is a sovereign country. They should be able to sort of like implement immigration laws. What we're asking for is for them to do it in a humane way.
In the international arena, the Organization of American States and other agencies have been documenting the displacement of Haitians. On July 14th, a group of 109 American law professors, including University of Pennsylvania Fernando Chang Mui, sent a letter to President Obama. They are demanding he intervene in the Dominican Republic before the situation becomes a larger crisis. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.